Today's daf is daf chafes. The Gemara was talking about this question of whether or not a person can be malami chuma l'yuchsin, just because we saw him eating chuma or nisiyas kapayim. Is that enough of a reason to start being choshesh his yichus, in which case we'd be very careful who he marries? So Gemara had brought a whole long pasuk yesterday from, this is I think in Ezra somewhere, so they brought a pasuk and they had one explanation of the pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to give another interpretation of the pasuk, three lines down in chaf hei amin alf. The Gemara says, if he buys ema, Hashtanami b'tshuma d'rabanan achu. When they had been eating tshuma d'rabanan when they were chutzarts, when they returned back, they were also eating, it sounded like, tshuma. And yesterday's the Gemara suggested they were now eating tshuma d'raisa, now that they're within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. But here the Gemara says, no, they were eating tshuma d'rabanan even in Eretz Yisrael. V'ibay seima hashtanami b'tshuma d'rabanan achu, and b'tshuma d'raisa lo achu. When do we use tshuma as a raya, that this coming as yichus, only when they're eating b'tshuma d'raisa? However, in this case of Ezra, when he returned back to Eretz Yisrael, but Chuma Dirabanan lo maskinan, they were only eating Chuma Midirabanan, and therefore, one would not be able to be masik mi Chuma Midirabanan to Yichus. And that's why there was no concern in that particular case. Ve'el amai gedola chazaka, the pasuk said there was a gedola chazaka. What was the great chazaka that was there? That afa gav de'ikal migzar mishum Chuma Diraisa lo gazinan. I mean, one would have thought, if now we allow them to start eating Chuma Dirabanan within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they may come to now eat Chuma Diraisa as well, and that might be a very serious problem. So one might have been gozer. The Gemara says the chazaka is so great, the chazaka gedola is so great, that we leave the chazaka of eating Chuma Dirabanan and not Chuma Diraisa. So Gemara then says, third now, Ubechuma deraisa lo ach, is it really true that they would not eat chuma midiraisa? The pasuk says there in Ezra, the pasuk says asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Mikodesh hakadoshim, mikodesh hakadoshim hu de lo ach. They wouldn't eat from kachay kachim, from karbanos habechuma deraisa ach. They would eat. So it sounds like from the pasuk they would in fact eat chuma midiraisa. And the Gemara answers, no, hachi kamar. Lo b'midei de'ikre kodesh, they wouldn't eat that which is called kodesh. D'chse v'chol zar lo yachal kodesh. That's referring to truma. Truma is called kodesh. And also of lo midei de'ikre kachim, d'chse v'ubas kohen ki yisele ish zar, he b'trumas kodashim. Stay with lo socha. They wouldn't eat both kachim nor truma. V'amar mar b'mor min ha-kachim lo socha. That which is taken from the kachim, they wouldn't eat. So it doesn't mean kodesh kodashim. It means kodesh is one group. Kodashim is another group. Kodesh is referring to truma. Kodashim is referring to kapanas. They wouldn't eat either one of them. They would only eat truma midirabanan. So Gemara continues to bring rayas now. Tashma. Chazaka l'kahuna, nesiyas kapayim. The chazaka for kuna was nesiyas kapayim in Bavel. In Bavel, that would be sufficient grounds for being assuming person's yichus for kohen. If you look at Rashi, he says nesiyas kapayim bibavel, around halfway down the Rashi's. Haro'ehu nosei kapa bibavel. Person sees Ruvain, who's being nosei kapa, he's doing birchas kohanim in Bavel, me'id alav b'chol makum shu kohen mekablin himani. You could trust his testimony, that guy's a good kohen. Why? The fishi yesham yeshiva u bezdin kavu in Bavel. They had a yeshiva, they had a bezdin that was established. Bod kin acher nosei kapayim. They wouldn't just let anybody go on to duchen, have to have yichus. They did the proper inspection. So that was enough of a proof. If you saw him doing birchas kohanim, he must be a kohen. Aval achilas chal of a chuma eino chazaka. If he ate chuma and chal in the bavel, wouldn't be enough. The chutz la'aretz lav deraisa chuma delay. V'lo kapti klihai. It was only derabanan. So bezin wasn't so machbid on who would eat chuma. So the only raya in bavel was nisiyas kabayim. Then the Gemara says v'achilas chal besuria. That would be enough for, if you saw not only nisiyas kabayim, but you all even saw him eating chala in the area of Surya. That also would have been enough. Why? Says the Gemara, Rashi rather, v'chidas chala b'suria hi arm tzova, an area shekivshu David, v'chibri l'Eretz Yisrael, was connected to Eretz Yisrael. The Kesavar Haitana, this Tana holds, kibush yachid, shmei kibush. Even though this was not part of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but David decided to conquer it and expand the borders, that was considered kibush, and had a din of chalasa v'chumasa deraisa. So if one witnessed a person, a Kohen, eating chal and chuma in Surya, that would be enough edus to say that he is a real yichus. And then the Gemara says further, v'chiluk matanos b'krachim. Matanos is every single chulin animal, you have to give the zroel l'chaim v'keva. Rashi says only zroel l'chaim, but it's even zroel l'chaim v'keva, even the stomach, the part of the arm and the cheeks and the stomach, goes to the Kohen, the chulin, they're not the aser for a zar, but they go to the Kohen. So if you see chiluk matanos b'krachim in the various cities, that would also be grounds. Rashi says, b'krachim v'yafa gav di'isturin ein isl azarim. Anyone can really eat it, the truth is, because there's no iser of a zar eating zroel l'chaim v'keva. You give it to the Kohen, the Kohen owns it, but he could eat it or share it if he wants to. V'hol v'krachim makam shvakim hin, since the krachim were big cities and big marketplaces. U'mitzurin bo over in v'sham, people are passing through all the time. Hamakirim bo, people who recognize the locals, ilav the koin hava lo miachsvit nafshe. Person wouldn't be so chutzpahdik and so brazen to eat these Zerav L'chaim had he not been a koin, since it was such a public event. So therefore, even that would be sufficient ground of chiluk matanos and krachim that he was a koin. Either way, the Gemara says, Katani Mias, Nesias Kapayim, the Nesias Kapayim is a good proof that a person is a Kohen. So the Gemara says, My Lavla Yuchsin, that a person could be Masik from Nesias Kapayim to having proper Yichas. The Gemara says, Lo Litruma, that if we see him doing Nesias Kapayim, we can now trust that he's a Kohen and also give him Truma. So Gemara asks, is that really true? Vaha dumya dachiyas chala katani? Doesn't it compare nisiz kapayim to chala? And just like machiyas chala liyuchsin, if you see a kohen eating chala, it means he has good yichus. Af nisiz kapayim, it means liyuchsin. The Gemara says, lo. Achilas chala gufa lechuma. That eating chala is a good enough ground that he could also eat truma. Well, isn't chala and truma very similar? What's the chiddush from a chala eating chala? Chala and truma should be in the same category. Wouldn't if he eats chala, he could also eat truma. So Gemara explains, Kasavar Chala Bizman Hazeh is only Midirabanan. But even though it's only Midirabanan, if you see him eating Chala in Surya, that's enough of a reason to eat Chuma Deraisa as well. That's a Chiddush. And just like from Chala to Chuma, so to Nesias Kapayim to Chuma, but not from Nesias Kapayim to Yuchsin. Umaskin and Michala Dirabanan to Chuma Deraisa. That's a Chiddush. Like he switches later on, Rashi will see later on the Gemara what that last line to reference to, that Rav Huna switches something around. But either way, this is not a Raya. The Nesias Kapayim is Edus that the guy can eat Truma, but not Edus that he has necessarily good Yuchsim. So Gemara then tries to bring another Raya. Tashma. Chazaka lekuhuna, Nesias Kapayim, v'chiluk granos be'eret Yisrael. A chazaka that a person is a kohen, the rayas are in Eretz Yisrael, if he's doing nesias kapayim, and he's eating a chilek granos, which Rashi is referring to truma, in Eretz Yisrael, that's good enough. If you look at Rashi, around four now lines up, be'Eretz Yisrael, nose kapayim, di'ika bezdin kavum badke, they had established bati dinim in Eretz Yisrael, and they would do the proper inspections, who was able to do brichas kohanim, v'chilek granos kasaka daita, chashad de truma bezman hazeh deraisa. The assumption right now is, nowadays, truma is a deraisa, and only a kohen who would eat it, only person who would eat it would be a kohen. V'chemin de avon misa, ika maskinim minei liuchsin. That's enough of a reason, so a person doesn't want to die, so if he eats truma, that must be a good indicator, he's a kohen. That's all the rise that exists in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says further, ubisuria, ubichol makom sheshlucha rosh chodesh magiyin, wherever the messengers of the new moon has arrived, that distance, which is around 15 days in radius of Eretz Yisrael, all these areas, nisiz kapayim is a raya, avalo chila granos. But the giving of the truma is not a good of an afraya. Rashi explains because nisiz kapayim, they had a bezdin kavu in these locations, because they had to have a bezdin who would receive the shlichus of the kiddush hachodesh from bezdin gadol. They had to have a recipient. It can't just be anywhere. Must be a bezdin kavu. So you could trust the nisiz kapayim, those kohanim were inspected properly. But with regards to chilek granos, Rashi explains, then Surya, this Brisa holds, that kibush yachad lav shmei kibush ninu, and therefore the chal and truma did not take on a deraisa din. Fine. So then the Gemara says, ubavel is kisuria, has the same din, that again, nesias kapayim is good, but chilek granos is not good. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af alchzandria shemitzrayim birishona mipnei shebezin kavum sham, there too, nesias kapayim would be a great indicator that they were kohanim because of the bezin kavu doing the proper research. Katani miyas, what comes out from this brisa is, Nesias kapayim is good enough to prove a person's a kohen. My lavlo yuchsin, you could take a person from doing nesias kapayim and trust that he's got good yichus now. Or says lo lechala, that if you see a kohen doing nesias kapayim, you can now feed him chala, but it's not enough of a proof to have the requirements of yuchsin. Gemara says, how do you do chil granos katani? Ma chil granos, if you see a kohen eating from truma, is it not for yuchsin? So too, af nesias kapayim must be yuchsin. Or says lo. Chilek granos gufa, giving out truma, and in the farm, in the fields, gufa is to tell me if you could give him truma, you could give him the chala. Because kasavar, this brisa holds a truma bismanazeh is dirabanan, and even though it's the only dirabanan, if you see that he's receiving truma, you could also give him a chala, even though chala is a deraisa. Umaskinan mi truma dirabanan lechala deraisa, but nothing at all to do with yichas as well. Ukhtiashkhtichinu, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua Rabbanan, Damar Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, They're sitting down with Kamri, they were saying, even those who hold that Truma might be only Derbanan, the Chal would be a Deraisa. Why? Sharei Shiva Shekivshu, V'Shiva Shechilku, the 7 years that they took Yeshua to conquer the land, and the additional 7 years it took to divide the land, Nischayu B'Chalav, Lo Bech Nischayu B'Truma. Those 14 years, although Truma didn't yet kick in, there was a Chiv Chalav, so you can have an instance whereby Chal is Deraisa, Truma's not. So just like in the beginning of the Knesset there to Israel, there was a Chiv Chal Deraisa and Truma Midirbanan, so too at the end, now, there could also be a Chiv Chal Deraisa and Truma might be Midirbanan. That was the initial suggestion. V'aminalu, and I said back to them, it's the opposite. On the Adarabba, Afil man damar Truma bizman hazeh Deraisa, Chal would only be Derbanan. Why would that be? Why be Chal would be only be Derbanan bizman hazeh? The Tanya bevoachem el ha'aret, it says in the Pasuk, one might think the moment they enter into Eretz Yisrael, there should be a chiv chala. So, mishnayim mishloshim raglim, when the moment two or three of them raglim entered in, that was an entry into Eretz Yisrael, wasn't it? Tamalomar, bevoachem, the plural you, bevias kulchem amartiv, lo bevias miktzaschem. So the only way there's a chiv chala, all of you are there. But since nowadays, all of Klai Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiv chala anymore. When Ezra returned back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Lav Kulei Salak, not everybody entered into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Chiv Chal, which depends on Bias Kulchem, there is no Chiv Deraisa of Chal until that actually happens. So although you might hold Truma is Deraisa, you could still hold that Chal is Midirbanan. Either way, that's more of a side point of whether Chal or Truma is Deraisa Derbanan, but the main point we were trying to prove, and we did not prove, is we tried proving that one could assume if he does Nisis Kabayim, he could go from there to Yuchsin. The Gemara says, no, not true. Because just like Chil Granos, giving from the Truma Midirbanan, could lead to eating Chala, so too Nisis Kabayim is leading to Chala, but nothing at all to do with Yuchsin. So Gemara goes back to try to bring another proof. The top line of Chaf Heim Rebeis here. The Gemara says, Tashma, Chazaka Lekahuna, Nisis Kabayim, V'Chil Granos, V'Edus. So the various types of chazakas that you could assume a person's a kohen is, if you see him doing nisis kapayim, that's a great chazaka that he has a chazaka being a kohen. If you see that he receives truma from the farms, from the fields, that's a great chazaka he's a kohen. And if there's edus, that's also a great chazaka that he's a kohen. Asks the Gemara, edus chazaki? They're two different things. Edus is when two people or one person testifies he's a kohen. Chazaka is that there's a status quo, but there's no testimony. Edus and chazaka are two very different types of proofs. Edus is much stronger than chazaka. So what does that mean, Edus is chazaki? So Ella lav hachi kamar, is it not saying the following? Nisias kapayim is ki edus. Nisias kapayim has the same level of strength. The chazaka of a kohen doing nisias kapayim is just as strong as edus. And ma edus, just like edus leyuchsin, if you have an aid or two aidim saying he's a kohen, and that's good enough proof that he is yuchsin, so after nisias kapayim, although it's only chazaka, has the same strength and potency as edus itself, leyuchsin. So that's the raya that nisias kapayim would and can lead to yuchsin. Where it says, lo, edus haba mikoch chazaka ki chazaka. An edus of a chazaka is like a chazak. In other words, if you have Adam saying that he's a Kohen, fine, that's real Adis. If you have Adam saying that we saw him doing the Nisias Kapayim, that's not Adis of who he is. That's Adis of what he had done. That's Adis about a chazaka. That Adis is only as much as a chazaka goes, but it's not real full Adis. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara brings you a bit mice, a little mice here. Kiahu, the ha'asu l'kami de Rav Ami. A person went to Rabbi Ami. And Amarle says, Mukhskani bazeh shu Kohen. I have this chazaka. I'm aware that this person is a kohen. How do you know? Amalei Mari Isa, what did you observe that you know he's a kohen? Amalei Shakar Rishon Bebeis HaKnesses. I saw that he was called first. He had the first aliyah. So he asked the question, well, Bechezka Shu Kohen or Bechezka Shu Gadol? So how do you know? Maybe sometimes a person who's called first for the aliyah, they're no kohanim there, so they call the Rosh HaKal. Maybe he was the biggest Gadol in the room. So was he called because of Kohen or was he called because he was a Gadol? So he says, Shakara Acharav Levi. So Levi was called afterwards, V'he'eleu Rabbi Meir Lakuna Apiv, based on this testimony about, again, being called as an Aliyah, a Kohen, right, Edis, on Chazaka is just as good as a Chazaka, but not to be Malal Yuchsin, based on that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shekara Achrav Levi, that since Levi was called afterwards, must have been that he himself was a Kohen. Why is that, says Rashi? V'lav Kohen, who, had he not been a Kohen, Ein Levi kore achav. You wouldn't call Levi afterwards. Diaminim b'mesechas gittin. Im ein sham kohen nispar de chavila u'mefarshin and ein Levi kore makom shein kohen. The yeshu is the whole long here, but the thing here. But once there's no kohen, you don't call a Levi. You call a Yisrael, then another Yisrael, and another Yisrael. You don't call a Yisrael, then a Levi. The fact that a Levi was called second must be that the first guy called was a kohen, and based on that he assumed he was a kohen. And that's edus on a chazaka. So then the Gemara says that another ma'isa, Ahuda asa l'kame di Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amalos, he says to him as follows, he says, Muchzakani, I have a chazaka b'zeshu Levi. I know this guy's a Levi now. A Levi Rashi l'gabi eating ma'isa rishon, that Amale, Marisa, what did you see? Amale shakar shani b'bez knesses. He was called second, he had the second earlier. B'cheska shehu Levi or b'cheska shehu gadol? How do you know? Maybe he was the second best, biggest gadol in the room. Shakar lefan of kohen, because a kohen was called prior to him, and says Rashi, if there's a kohen, and if Rashi was shakar lefan of kohen, vilav de halevihu, had he not been a Levi, so the situation, I used to have this all the time, before I was bar mitzvah, I was a Levi, but I wasn't bar mitzvah yet. So there's a guy older than me, in the teen minute, who was a kohen. So he'd always get kohen and Levi. Because if there's no Levi, Kohen gets both the first two aliyahs. So, but if there is a Levi, so the old, since he was called as the Levi person, must be, if there was a Kohen, Kohen was called first, and if he wasn't a Levi, the Kohen should have got Shani as well. In fact, this other guy got right after the Kohen, must be that he is a Levi. So based on this, the Gemara says, V'helei Rabbi Shuba Levi, la Levi al apiv. Based on this, he says he must be a Levi, and he can in fact receive Ma'isa Rishon. Gemara brings yet another Ma'isa, Hahu. Do also the kami the Reish Lakish. A person came to Reish Lakish. Amalei muchsekani bezeh shukarin. I have a chazaka that this person is a kohen. Amalei ma'ar Yisa. What did you observe? Amalei shakara rishon bebeis knesses. He was called first. Amalei ra'isav shechilik al granos. Did you also see? However, was he getting truma? That's a stronger raya. So Amalei the Rebbe Lazar v'mein sham garin bat lakuna. So you're going to tell me if there's no truma that you guys no longer a kohen here in Woodmere? There's no truma. So does that mean they're not Kohanim? It doesn't depend on the Chuma. It depends on an Aliyah. If the best proof I have in the Woodmere is a person getting an Aliyah as a Kohen, that's the best proof. Don't ask me questions about Chilik HaGranos. So Gemara says, Zimnim, sometimes, have a Yasuf Kame the Yochanan. Sometimes he was sitting in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. And also, Kia Maisa, this Maisa came the Kame in front of him. And Amalei Reish Lakish, Reisa Shechilik HaGoran, did you see him getting Chuma? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, Vim Ein Sham Goran, Bat Lakuna, why are you asking about the Chuma? So if there's no Chuma, that means there's no Kohen? Certainly not. So now, after saying this, Hadda Chazal Rabbi Elazar Bishish, Rabbi Elazar got a little embarrassed. Why? Because initial back and forth was between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar, when he gave this question, oh, imein cham gaurin bat lakuna, he obviously got this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, but he didn't quote his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish caught him. He says, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan said this way before you. How come you're not quoting him? Amar shmas milei davar debar nafcha, which was the way they would refer to Rabbi Yochanan. You heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar shlam eshrei, you didn't quote him? So Rabbi Elazar was caught. He was a little bit embarrassed about this, and that's how the Maisa ends. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Chia, Chad hela ben alpi aviv lakuna, v'chad hela ach alpi achiv l'levia. So one of them felt that based on the father's testimony, his own admission, you could assume the child is a kohen, and the other one said that the brother could be made on another brother that he's a levi. So the Gemara says tistayim di Rebbe hela ben alpi aviv lakuna. Let's prove from the following brayso that it must be Rebbe that says based on the father's own admission, his son can be a kohen. The Tani, the Brayis said, now it's only limited. We'll see in the Brayis it's limited, but there is still some level of edus that a father could provide about the son. The Tani, the Brayis says, Harei Shabav Amar, Benizek V'Karinu, this is my son and he's a Karinu, Neman Lahachilo B'Chuma, he's trusted to feed him Chuma, although Lo Eino Neman Lasir Isha, even though he doesn't have the same levels of standard Yichus until they're edus about who this person is, but still is enough of an edus, a testimony, that he can in fact eat Chuma, Divrei Rebbe. That's how we conclude from Rebbe. And Amar Lo Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia says, Im Atam Aminu Lahachilo B'Chuma, Taminu Lasir Isha. Im Yatam Aminu Lasir Isha, Lo Taminu Lahachilo B'Chuma. You can't either one or the other. You can't split in half. Either they're both trusted the guy B'Chuman Yuchzin, or he's not trusted either way. So Amar Lei, so Rebbe says back to him, Ani ma'aminu la'achilu b'chumo, shebiyado la'achilu b'chumo. But the reason why I trust the father, the Gabe, the Kohen, since the father, there's a certain type of nemanis. If something's biyada, you see this come up a lot of times in Shas, biyada, if it's in your hand, that gives you greater strength. If you're the baal of the item, gives you greater nemanis. Since the father owns a truma, he's the Kohen, he has a right to give it to his son, so we're almost forced to trust him. So since it's biyada la'achilu b'truma, we have to trust him, the Gabe, the truma. It's not up to him to who his son marries, and therefore, since it's not biyado, he does not have the nemanus legabi lasio isho, and therefore, he's not trusted legabi lasio isho. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's conclude then, that must be Rebbe who says that you can be hella ben alpi aviv lakuna. And from the fact for that, umidir Rebbe, hella ben alpi aviv lakuna, it must be Rebbe Chiya was hella ach alpi achiv lilavia. And the Gemara is going to question this tomorrow, but I guess we will stop here and everyone have a wonderful day.